Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We are still investigating the lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, which he taught in his speech at the Baltimore Islamic Center. And this is information which Professor Todd Green is using in his lecture to tell the world that there is Islamophobic people out there. But obviously, this is not true, because what Mr. Obama is teaching has nothing to do with Islam. And without further ado, let us continue to listen to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama.
The question then is, how do we move forward together? How do we keep our country strong and united? How do we defend ourselves against organizations that are bent on killing innocents? And it can't be the work of any one faith alone. It can't be just a burden on the Muslim community, although the Muslim community has to play a role. We all have responsibilities.
Do you hear the smooth talk of Mr. Obama? He's talking to the Muslim believers in the Islamic Center of Baltimore, and he's telling them, we all have a role to play to end the work of the small percentage of Muslims, which we talked about in our last program. These are the 17 million who live in planet Earth. That is, if we only believe that there's only 1% of the Muslims who are radicals, or the 100,000 Muslims who live in America. You know, this is ridiculous. Talking to the Muslims and pretending that they have nothing to do with the problem of Islam. That is why America will be destroyed from within, because we got the cancer inside us and we are pretending that that cancer has nothing to do with our death. And that cancer has a great role to help us to get rid of the problem of the terrorists, the radicals. When you talk to the Muslims and you don't point them to Islam, here's what Allah said, here's what Muhammad said, we need to get rid of that radical ideology of Islam. If you don't do that, then you're doing the opposite. You're helping the Muslims to take over America. And as we have heard many of our politicians who give us great advice, but sadly, this advice is like digging the hole deeper and deeper, and we will never get out of that hole of our own destruction. Mr. Obama says we are all responsible, not just the Muslims. He said all of us. We all have a responsibility to fix the problem of Islam without talking about Islam. This is nonsense. Now I want you to listen to the solutions of Mr. Obama, who knows the problem about Islam much better than any of us.
So with the time I have left, I just want to suggest a few principles that I believe can guide us. First, at a time when others are trying to divide us along lines of religion or sect, we have to reaffirm that most fundamental of truths. We are all God's children. We're all born equal with inherent dignity. And so often we focus on our outward differences and we forget how much we share. Christians, Jews, Muslims, we're all under our faiths, descendants of Abraham.
Here we go, America. I feel I am sitting in one of the interfaith meetings. The first principle which Mr. Obama wants us to live by is we need to get rid of people like Usama Daktok or ministries like the Ministry of the Straight Wave Grace Ministry. What, you know why? Because Usama or the Straight Wave Ministry divides us. We need to get along. We need to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. That is exactly the answer number one, because this is, to Mr. Obama, the most fundamental truth. We are one family. We are the children of God. We are all born equal with inherent dignity. Mr. Obama is giving the advice that we should not look at the differences. Let us look at what unites us, not what divides us. But trust me, my friends, The more you learn about Islam, the more you read the Quran, the more you read the saying of Muhammad, the more for sure you find out that there's nothing, that's N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing can unite the Muslims with any other group in planet Earth. Not only Muslims and Christians, but Muslims and any other people of any belief in planet Earth. Mr. Obama is naming the three descendants of Abraham. He said, the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims were all under our faith descendants of Abraham. You know how dumb this is? Because I'm sorry. Faith is not something you gain by being in special bloodline of any people. Abraham has nothing to do with the Egyptians. We have no relationship whatsoever in the flesh to Abraham. But guess what? Many of the Egyptians are Christians until Muslims came to Egypt and killed many of our ancestors, and they raped their wives and their daughters, raising the Muslim nation of Egypt. But I, as a Christian Egyptian, I have nothing to do with Abraham. I am the descendant of Ham, the son of Noah. Abraham is the descendant of Shem, the son of Noah. So we're two different people groups. Abraham have nothing to do with the Christian of Egypt. That is concerning the descendants, the physical role of Abraham. But once again, Christianity is a fulfillment of the prophecies which were written in the Jewish Holy Bible. Islam is a destruction of Judaism and Christianity. In simple words, my friends, Muhammad taught the Muslim believers to wipe out all the Jews because he assured them that the day of judgment will never come until the Muslims kill the last Jew. Even the rocks and the trees will cry out, "Oh, Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and behead him." So should I now listen to the prophet of Islam, Muhammad himself, or the prophet of America, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama? I'm sorry. You cannot unite the Jews and the Muslims. How about uniting the Christians and the Muslims? Well, in another one simple sentence, Muhammad came to deny the deity of Christ and the work of Christ on the cross. So you cannot bring in unity between Muslims and Christians because the beliefs of Christianity and Islam are on opposite sides. We believe Jesus is God who came, died on the cross, and was buried and rose again on the third day. But Muslims do not believe in this Christianity, but they are ordered by Allah to kill all those Christians who believe in that. Therefore, you cannot bring unity. The Kumbaya song, which liberals in America love to sing, these are the Democrats, if they are Christians by name or if they are atheists. But in real life, Muslims are not here in America to sing Kumbaya, but they're here to take over America. And the one way they can take over America is to deceive the people of America, to make them believe that we are three branches of the Abrahamic tree. Now, the Quran clearly teach Mr. Obama that Abraham was never a Jew nor a Christian. He was a Muslim Hanifan. And that is what we read in Quran chapter 3 and verse 67. Allah, the God of Islam, said, Abraham was not a Jew nor a Christian, but he was Hanifan, a Muslim, and he was not of the polytheist. That is exactly the word of Allah, Mr. Obama. So I do not know where you and the leaders of the interfaith movement come up with this propaganda that we are three branches coming out of the Abrahamic faith. Now let us move on to see what else Mr. Obama wants us to do to fix the problem of terrorism.
So mere tolerance of different religions is not enough. Our faiths summon us to embrace our common humanity. O mankind, the Quran teaches, we have made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another.
First of all, there is no tolerance in Islam. Second, I'm amazed about Muslims who clap their hands when Mr. Obama quotes the Quran. Every time Mr. Barack Hussein Obama quoted the Quran, Muslims clapped their hands. If it is in Egypt or if it's here in America. Even though, my friends, not once on planet Earth in the last 1400 years, people clap hands when somebody quote the Quran. And do we learn any truths from these verses, as it was in the case of Mr. Bush? No. The verses of the Quran, which they are reading, do not support the lies they're trying to give to the American people. So here is a verse in the Quran. By the way, that is Quran chapter 49 and verse 13. I'm going to read it to you from my translation. Allah said, O you people, surely we created you from male and female, and we have made you into peoples and tribes so that you may know one another. Surely the most generous among you before Allah is the most pious among you. Surely Allah is knowing aware. Now I can talk about that verse for a good 3-4 radio broadcast to give you the interpretation of Muslim scholars, but I don't want to wear you out by this nonsense interpretation of Muslim scholars. Like, for example, for a male and a female, they're talking about the water which comes from men, meaning the sperm, and the water which comes from women, the yellow water. As Muhammad taught the Muslims that male produce white water and female produce yellow water, which is nonsense scientifically. I wonder if Mr. Barack Hussein Obama believes in that. But here's the point. Was Allah in that verse, Quran chapter 49 verse 13, speaking to the people of the earth or to the Muslims who live with Muhammad? The great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari assured us that here Allah is speaking concerning one man whom Muhammad ordered some Arab to give him their daughter as a wife, but they refused. So Allah in that verse was not talking to the infidels of America, the Christians and the Jews, but Allah in this verse was speaking to a specific group of Muslim believers in Muhammad's time. And because these people refused to give their daughter to that specific man, Allah corrects him in that verse by telling them, you cannot do that. We're all one. We all came from Adam and Eve. Therefore, give your daughter to that man as a wife. You see, this verse of the Quran has nothing to do with what Mr. Obama is trying to teach us. That is to make us all united. Why are we all united, boys and girls? The answer is very simple. Because we all came from one father and one mother. So if we would take that verse with the understanding of Mr. Obama, then we have to get rid of 700 other verses in the Quran where Allah separated between the Muslim believers as people and the rest of the infidels. We have to get rid of all the verses in the Quran where Allah said, kill the Jews and kill the Christians and kill the Polytheists. We have to get rid of many of the teachings of Muhammad, which in it he declared his war on all humanity until all the people become Muslims. This is a problem, my friends. If there is contradiction in the Quran, then we must reject the entire Quran. As Allah stated in the Quran, do they not consider the Quran? If it was from others than Allah, they would have found in it many inconsistencies.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
But once again, my friends, that verse, Quran 49:13, when Allah said, we have made you peoples and tribes so that you may know one another, this verse was not concerning the people of the earth, but a specific people group in Muhammad's days who were Muslim believers, and they're giving their daughter to some specific man as a wife, not as Mr. Obama would like it to be, to bring unity between the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims. Now let us listen to the second principle given by Mr. Obama to bring unity and to fix the problem we have in the world concerning the violence and terrorism.
Second, as Americans, we have to stay true to our core values, and that includes freedom of religion for all faiths. I already mentioned our founders, like Jefferson, knew that religious liberty is essential not only to protect religion, but because religion helps strengthen our nation. And so if we're serious about freedom of religion, and I'm speaking now to my fellow Christians who remain the majority in this country, we have to understand attack on one faith is an attack on all our faiths. And when any religious group is targeted, we all have a responsibility to speak up. And we have to reject a politics that seeks to manipulate prejudice or bias and targets people because of religion.
So here is the second suggestion of Mr. Obama. We have to have in America freedom of religion. And any attack on one religion will be attack on the rest of the religions. Let's all hold hands and sing the Kumbaya song. No, once again, Mr. Obama, yes, I heard you talking about Mr. Jefferson. And if Mr. Jefferson mentioned Islam as a religion to be free to be practiced in America, it was simply because he did not read the Quran, sir. And after he read the Quran, once again, he went to war. That's when America was just a brand new country. He took our men to go to war to fight the Muslims in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. 5 years of war because he read the Quran. So don't you dare tell me that Mr. Jefferson wants us in America to celebrate the Muslims and Islam and allows them to practice Islam. Yes, you are right, Mr. President. We must have freedom of religion in America. But that freedom you will never find anywhere in Islam. Islam is anti-freedom of religion. And let me quote for you the word of Allah and the command of Muhammad concerning the freedom of religion. In the book of Reliance of the Traveler in 08.0, it says, leaving Islam is the ugliest form of unbelief and the worst. In 08.1, we read, when a person who has reached puberty and is sane voluntarily apostatizes from Islam, he deserves to be killed. Tell me, Mr. Obama, how in the world do you want to have freedom of religion in America when Allah's word teaches the Muslims to kill any Muslim who leaves Islam? And you may think I'm making this up. No, here's the words of Allah in Quran chapter 6, verse 151. Allah said, and do not kill the soul which Allah forbids except with a just cause. Once again, you don't kill the Muslims because these are the only soul which Allah forbid for being killed except for a just cause. Now listen to the saying of Muhammad. The best interpreter for the Quran is Muhammad himself. In Sahih Bukhari, volume 9, hadith number 17, Muhammad said, the blood of a Muslim cannot be shed except in three cases: for murder, adultery, and the one who becomes an apostate leaves Islam. So I do not know, my friends, should I believe Allah and his words in the Quran, Muhammad and his teaching in the Hadith, or should I believe Prophet Barack Hussein Obama? Once again, Obama is not a prophet. Obama is a Muslim politician who deceived the American people for all these years, and until now the liberals love him and they believe he is a Christian. But he's not. There is no freedom in Islam. And today, Muslims are killing their own sons and daughters for leaving Islam. Tomorrow, they will be killing our children for not accepting Islam. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. When they will have the upper hand, they will practice the rest of the verses of the Quran, which ordered Muslim believers to kill people until all people become Muslims. Where do we find this in the Quran? Oh, very easy. Let's go to Quran chapter 9, verse 5, the verse of the sword. And by the way, this is the one verse which Allah used in the Quran to abrogate 124 verses. It says, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them and take them as captives and besiege them and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, here it is, convert to Islam and perform the prayers and bring the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. This is exactly what Muslims would be doing in America when they will have the upper hand. Don't forget what Muhammad said in the Hadith. In Sahih Muslim and in Sahih Bukhari, I have been commanded to engage in war with people until they testify to the fact that there is no God except Allah and I am the messenger of Allah. So I'm sorry, Mr. Obama. Good luck to bring freedom of religion in Islam. Because trust me, my friends, Muslims will continue to use our freedom in America until they grow in number. And when they have the upper hand, they will end the freedom of religion in America. Not only by killing their own if they leave Islam, but killing everybody else who will not submit to Islam. As it is written in Quran chapter 2 and verse 193, when Allah said, and engage in war with them until there will be no sedition and the religion be to Allah. And that is the religion of Islam. And this will be the case in America if we continue to be naive, to believe the lies of our politicians and the lies of people like Professor Todd Green. Therefore, we're not Islamophobic people, but Islam is a problem. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.